We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Eternal Judgment Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. Having heard everything, I have reached this conclusion. Fear God and keep His commandments, because this is the whole duty of man. For God will evaluate every deed, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. I have just read from the New English Translation. One of the clearest evidences of spiritual maturity is living with an awareness of eternity. The doctrine of eternal judgment is not meant to terrify believers. It is meant to anchor our lives in sobriety, holiness, and hope. When a person truly understands that every action matters before God, the way they live in secret begins to align with how they live in public. Scripture reminds us that we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:10. This is not to determine our salvation, Christ has already settled that, but to give an account of how we lived in the body. This truth encourages believers to live intentionally, knowing that our choices, words, and motives are not meaningless. For Sean, this understanding reshaped his priorities. He no longer measured life by temporary gains or emotional reactions. Instead, he began to ask himself a simple question before every decision. How will this look in the light of eternity when I appear before Christ? That question guarded his heart from bitterness, revenge, and compromise. Living with eternity in view also frees us from anxiety and injustice. When wronged, we do not have to repay evil for evil, because God is the righteous judge who will repay justly, Romans 12:19. This confidence allows believers to walk in peace, forgiveness, and trust in God's perfect justice. Spiritual maturity means we no longer live as though this world is all there is. We live conscious of the coming judgment, grateful for Christ's finished work, and committed to lives that honor Him. Go into today choosing to live with eternity in view. Let your thoughts, actions, and responses reflect the hope and accountability we have in Christ. Prayer. Lord, help me to live daily with eternity in view. Let my life reflect the reality of your judgment and the grace I have received in Christ. Teach me to walk in holiness, wisdom, and love. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 3 John 1. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.